Today is Thursday, December 23rd. What you know before you venture out of town for the holidays, it's one of the busiest travel days of the year. Also, a new treatment to help COVID-19 patients in the U.S. and some relief for people with student loans. Plus, new data shows perhaps the supply chain did not impact holiday gifts quite as much as experts expected. What was found inside a hidden time capsule from the 1800s? And the most popular place on the internet in 2021, it was even visited more than Google. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The winter holiday travel season has officially arrived. AAA says more than 109 million Americans are expected to travel between today and January 2nd. That's almost a 34% increase from this time last year. If you're flying, note that many airports are reporting record-breaking traffic for the pandemic and even some all-time records. A TSA spokesperson says the two busiest days for air travel are going to be today and Monday, January 3rd. But it's not exactly less crowded for people driving. In fact, the vast majority of people plan on taking road trips, not flights. So if you're hitting the road, INRIX Analytics says the best way to avoid traffic is to leave early or to leave late, like after 7 p.m., since most people drive in the middle of the day. The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has now been officially reported in every state in the United States. That milestone came just 22 days after the very first American case was detected. But there are now signs this Omicron wave could go away just as quickly as it got here. At least, that's what health experts have seen in South Africa. Remember, South Africa is the first place to identify this new variant just last month. And now the country's top infectious disease scientist says it's already past its peak. So that expert says he expects every country to follow the same quick pattern. There's some other encouraging news, too. Two more studies out of the UK found Omicron is much less likely to put you in the hospital than other versions of COVID-19. To be clear, these studies are based on early numbers, and other studies have shown the opposite. So the World Health Organization is saying right now it's still too soon to draw any definite conclusions. But some American scientists say they have reason to be cautiously optimistic. Americans have a new tool to fight COVID-19. The FDA gave the green light to Pfizer's antiviral pills specifically meant to treat the coronavirus. So within a few days, people will be able to pick them up from a pharmacy and take them at home. And ideally, they'll never have to step foot in a hospital. Researchers expect the pills to work against the Omicron variant as well. But not everyone who tests positive will get this treatment. The FDA's authorization lets doctors prescribe it to people who are considered high risk soon after they develop symptoms. It's also not for young kids, only those who are 12 and older. Still, federal health officials are calling this a major step in the fight against COVID-19. The pills are taken over 5 days, and Pfizer says it will have enough for more than 250,000 Americans to take by next month. The U.S. government has already paid for 10 million courses of treatment by the end of next year. Pandemic or not, the U.S. economy seems to be on the upswing. Just one example of that, consumer confidence improved this month. A Conference Board survey showed more Americans plan to buy a house and other big-ticket items like cars, appliances, or vacations over the next 6 months. And they did not seem as worried about inflation as they did just a month ago. The AP thinks that could be, in part, because gas prices have fallen in recent weeks. But Conference Board says it's still not totally clear what will happen in 2022, that it'll have a lot to do with inflation and a possible winter surge of COVID-19. And of course, there won't be the boost of holiday spending we're seeing now. That survey is just one positive sign for the economy, though. The National Association of Realtors also just reported that last month, homes sold at the fastest pace in nearly a year. In fact, existing home sales are now on track for their strongest year since 2006. As CNBC reports, sales are likely going up because of a strong job market and concerns that mortgage rates might get higher next year. Even as the economy seems to be improving, there are still some concerns that tens of millions of Americans are not ready to start paying back their student loans again. Well, they'll now have some more breathing room. The federal government is extending the pause on federal student loan repayments until May 1st, and interest rates will stay at 0% during that time. The Department of Education first paused student loan payments in March of 2020 when the pandemic first started. That pause was later extended through January of next year, and now it'll last another 3 months. Some Democratic lawmakers have been pushing for this, saying it'll help millions of Americans make ends meet. Though critics say the move puts more burden on taxpayers. One Republican lawmaker called it, quote, backdoor loan forgiveness. Keep in mind, the pause only applies to student loans held by the federal government. That is most, 90%, of outstanding student loan debt in America. Still, some private lenders have offered flexibility right now as well. More news coming up, but first a quick break to thank our sponsor, Ritual. When it comes to something that I put in my body every single day, I want to know that I can trust the ingredients and that it's doing what it's supposed to do. That's why I appreciate that Ritual has invested in gold standard, university-led research for its vitamins. For example, Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin was shown to increase vitamin D levels and omega-3 DHA levels in 12 weeks, helping to fill common nutrient gaps in the diets of women ages 18 and up. It's formulated with nutrients to help support brain health, bone health, blood health, and provide antioxidant support. Ritual has also committed to third-party testing from places like the Non-GMO Project. So all of that makes me feel great about taking Ritual vitamins as part of my daily routine. On top of that, Ritual's vitamins are fresh tasting and they never upset my stomach. They're also convenient. I only need to take 2 pills once a day. And when I'm ready for more, my vitamins show up at my doorstep so I never run out. And right now, Ritual is offering the Newsworthy listeners 10% off your first 3 months. Just visit ritual.com/newsworthy and turn healthy habits into a ritual. That's 10% off at ritual.com/newsworthy. Consider it a gift from Americans of the past. This week, historians opened up a time capsule from more than 130 years ago. It was found last week in the pedestal of a Confederate statue that was recently taken down in Richmond, Virginia. And there was a lot of intrigue about what may be inside. Well, historians did not find anything exceptionally valuable, but they got what looked to be some damaged personal items. A few books, a coin, and a cloth envelope. Inside that envelope, experts found what looks like a piece of paper and a picture of a man with a mustache. Some historians think the time capsule was created in 1887 by a group of people who lived in Virginia at the time. Others think the monument's builders might have put it in there as a way to honor themselves. Either way, experts are now going to work to preserve these items. It turns out most people are getting Christmas gifts on time, even though we all heard warnings in the fall about supply chain issues causing delayed deliveries. One software company tracking those deliveries says nearly all packages delivered by UPS, FedEx, and the Postal Service have arrived on time or with minimal delays, meaning just a few hours late. It could be that so many people listened to the warnings and shopped early and in person. And of course, a lot of retailers and delivery companies worked hard to get the packages to where they needed to go, even more than usual for this time of year. There are still problems with big ticket items, though. About 100 container ships are still waiting to unload off the West Coast. That means things like new cars are still hard to find because of the shortage of some critical parts. But as far as items that are in stock, there seems to be no problem getting them delivered. Well, the start of 2022 does not look quite as eventful as some of us had hoped. A few more big events have been either pushed back or canceled altogether because of COVID-19. For starters, a lot of New Year's Eve celebrations had to change. Fox canceled its New Year's Eve Toast and Roast that was supposed to be hosted by community stars Joel McHale and Ken Jeong. Around the world, many cities have canceled events too. Some of the big ones called off were in Berlin, London, Paris, New Delhi, Rome, and Rio de Janeiro. Also, award season is starting to get impacted. Just this week, the Critics' Choice Awards got pushed back. It was originally scheduled for January 9th. Now the date is TBD. One of the events around the Oscars, the Governor's Awards, was also postponed. There, Samuel L. Jackson and Danny Glover were set to get honorary Academy Awards. Well, for the third time this month, Amazon's web services business suffered a significant outage. It caused problems yesterday for some people using the popular work messaging app Slack, the Epic Games Store, and more. Amazon blamed the issue on a power outage at a data center. After 12 hours of issues, Amazon has now marked the problem resolved. But remember, the company's web services, known as AWS, had 2 outages earlier this month that impacted even more platforms like Netflix and Disney+. This week's outages seemed less widespread. How many times do you use Google every day? Believe it or not, people visited TikTok more than they Googled this year. Cloud services company Cloudflare says TikTok dethroned Google as the most visited place on the internet in 2021. To be clear, that includes all Google-based sites like Google Maps, Google Photos, and more. Pretty incredible for an app that's only been widely available for a few years. The video sharing app took off during the pandemic, first with teenagers and their dance videos. Now it's widely used for everything from recipes to home improvement hacks to parenting tips and more. You name it, and you can probably find it on TikTok. Earlier this year, TikTok said it has 1 billion monthly active users. That's it for the main news today. So now it's time for Thing to Know Thursday. But first, a quick break for our sponsor, Charles Schwab. If this year has taught us anything, it's that tomorrow may look nothing like today. But Schwab knows that successful financial planning can help propel net worth by 2.7 times. That's why Schwab offers a variety of easy, flexible financial planning options that can rise to meet any of life's many curveballs. Whether it's making a complimentary retirement plan online or chatting directly with a financial consultant, anyone can look forward to planning with Schwab. Learn more at schwab.com/plan. That's Schwab, you know the name, S-C-H-W-A-B, schwab.com/plan. Now back to Thing to Know Thursday. It looks like the days of traditional sports may be on the way out for kids. Now more than ever, those born between 1997 and 2012 are pulling away from baseball fields and basketball courts and turning toward Xboxes and PlayStations. The New York Times says even before the pandemic in 2018, participation in traditional sports was already down, with just 38% of kids ages 6 to 12 playing team sports regularly. That's down from 45% a decade earlier. Data firm Statista says there are more than 2.4 billion gamers right now, and that's around one-third of the world's population. A lot of parents like the idea for their kids. During the pandemic, they got a taste of not having to drive to practices three or four times a week or spend thousands of dollars on equipment, coaching, and traveling for games. But there is still debate about how good it is for kids to spend so much time in front of screens, especially if that means they spend a lot of time being sedentary. But health experts say it's okay in moderation. Thanks for listening today and for sharing the show. And if you find the Newsworthy valuable, we would so appreciate you giving us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts or over on Spotify. Spotify just rolled out this rating system, so if it's available on your app right now, you'll find it right under the Newsworthy's show description. Thanks, as always, for your support. We'll be back with much more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.